The Spanish protesters who first took over Madrid's central square in May are back again, this time with a new target. Spain's banking laws, which are some of the strictest in Europe, particularly when it comes to mortgages. In Spain, if the bank forecloses on your home, you are still liable for your mortgage debt. That means people who have lost their homes are saddled with mountains of debt as well. It's a predicament that has happened to more than 300,000 Spaniards since the housing bubble burst in 2008. And it's something protesters like Susana Garcia do not like.
This is a big, big shame because people have no houses and big debt for the rest of their lives. It's like a crime. It's state terrorism.
Garcia and other protesters find out where the next housing eviction will be and go to the house. Often they form a human chain around the property, blocking bank officials from entering and serving foreclosure papers.
Vergüenza! Vergüenza! Vergüenza!
Shame, shame, they chant at bank officials trying to evict mortgage defaulters from their home. The protesters are also circulating a petition calling on the Spanish government to change local mortgage laws.
Ask to erase that debt. You keep the house, so let me live with nothing, but not, at least not with a debt for 100,000 or more euros or dollars.
Federico Steinberg is an economist at Madrid's Elcano Institute. He explains the ultimate effect Spanish mortgage rules have on defaulters.
The first thing you're going to try to do is sell the house yourself. So you get the cash and you use that cash to pay your debt with the bank. But once you have been forced to give your house to the bank, you still have a debt, which then goes to a judiciary procedure in which I think it's not that clear-cut what's the amount, if the bank sells the house, you're going to receive or be relieved of by the debt.
At a time when more than one in five Spaniards is out of work, these laws make people angry. They are unhappy to see Spanish banks faring better than the average worker in the economic crisis. Only two small Spanish banks have gone out of business in recent years, unlike many American banks, for example, which needed a government bailout. Jesus Encinar is the founder and CEO of Idealista, Spain's biggest real estate website.
In Spain, the banks didn't need any kind of government money to stay alive or to survive as they did in the US. The Spanish banks have actually done very well.
Approaching an election in the coming months, the Spanish government has been eager to try to be receptive to the protesters' demands. Earlier this month, the government changed some of the rules about how mortgage defaulters' debt is calculated and how much banks can deduct from debtors' paychecks. But Garcia says that is not enough. Foreclosures continue at a rate of around 300 a day across Spain. She wants a temporary freeze on all evictions, at least during the economic crisis.
We are just asking to erase the debts and at least stop at the moment the evictions, because we all of us, we are affected in all the world.
While some of the protesters are focusing on Spain's banking system, others say the whole European economic system is the problem. A group of demonstrators left Madrid on Tuesday to march to Brussels to make their views known there. Lauren Freyer for VOA News, Madrid.